This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I think one of the toughest parts of this pandemic is, of course, not seeing our loved ones. And we've heard from several listeners over the last few months about the hardest part for them being not being able to visit those long-term care facilities where their loved ones are. It's been a tough transition.
Amy,
for sure.
And I even heard a story yesterday that brought a tear to both of our eyes about the enduring nature of love, but not being able to hug that person who's been a part of your life for so long. And it really asks a lot of questions about, okay, so what's the next step? We can't just leave an entire group of people sitting in a home waiting for the next step. Well, good news, the next step seems to have arrived.
Yes. Visitation to skilled nursing, basic care, and assisted living facilities was suspended on April 6th. Now a phased approach to resuming visitation is happening now. Shelley Peterson is joining us. She is president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association. Shelley, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'm pleased to be with you this afternoon.
Okay, tell us about this phased approach to
reopening.
Yes.
We're really excited about it. And just one clarification, we've actually been under a no visitation guidance since the CDC and CMS came out in March. So about March 9th to 11th, it was implemented. So it even goes back further than the governor's executive order in April. So for 90 days this week, facilities have been under a no visitation requirement.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing that has been good about that, everyone closing up, has been our numbers have been really, really low. And today, we only have out of the almost 10,000 long-term care residents in basic care, assisted living, and nursing facilities, only 18 with an active COVID infection today. So we're really excited about opening up. Last week, as you heard, the governor outlined a phased approach. Out of the 218 facilities, over half of them have entered phase one, which is awesome. I mean, phase one, what we want to get to is phase three. And you have to stay in phase one 14 days. So if a facility opened up last week and got approval in phase one, by next week at this time, they could potentially enter phase two. Now, what in order to enter phase one, because you're not automatically in it, you have to have had two rounds of testing of all your residents and all your staff. And the last round has to have produced zero infection for residents. So it's nice to see that half our facilities are already there, and that will hopefully be resuming in phase two. That's when, you know, next week at this time, where we'll have facilities going into phase two, as long as they don't have any positive cases, they're going to be able to open up visitation within the facility. Now, it will be on a one-on-one basis. They'll schedule with families, they'll schedule with spouses, and they will get those visits arranged so you can come in. I thought it was interesting when you talked about hugging. We had a meeting with families on Saturday and another meeting 2 days ago, or just yesterday, and that was one of the issues families brought up is, how can you expect us, after not seeing anyone for 90 days, that I'm not going to hug? Because the guidance that's out says you must adhere to social distancing. I mean, I don't know. When I saw my grandchildren for the first time a short while ago, there's no way you couldn't hug. And we all need that human touch. So that was one of our recommendations this afternoon to the tactical team was, you know, let's evaluate the benefit of human touch versus the risk of exposure of not allowing that, you know, having to be within 6 feet, because people need human touch. We've missed families. We need families. Facilities have done an astonishing job of being that second family, connecting residents through electronic means, but we can never replace families. We miss families. So we're hoping that we can have some hugs. But at this point, the guidance is you can't hug when you get together, but at least we can get them face-to-face, 6 weeks, 6 feet apart. And it's moving in the right direction. Under the guidance, since you have to be 2 weeks in phase one, 2 weeks in phase two, and what happens in phase two, you have to have another round of testing, and that testing has to show no infection, and then you can open up to that one-on-one visiting, scheduling it with families. when you get to phase three, which is then another 2 weeks that you've spent in phase two, so 28 days out, then we can resume, which is what we're all waiting for, the visit, the normal visitation, because visitation will be open. Visitors are allowed to come in. We're going to have to screen visitors, so we'll still want to screen to make sure that they don't exhibit any symptoms. And then we'll have to use universal precautions. So we'll have to mask, which is no big deal. But that's when we can hug. So believe me, there's going to be a lot of hugging going on when we get to phase three. We're hoping, and you know, our recommendation this morning was, let's hug in phase two. We need that human connection. So I know that the state is going to evaluate the risk and benefit of that. You know, I've even had some families say, you know what, I'm willing to sign a waiver. I'm willing to sign anything. How can I not hug my parents? I know that that might add some risk, but we're both willing to take it. So we'll see what happens. But North Dakota is the first in the nation that has a plan. North Dakota is the first in the nation to implement it. And we're going to be, I think, first in the nation to really resume our visiting. So the public out there, the best thing you can do is contact your local facility if you want to visit, because it's very important they adhere to the phases. It's very important that they work with all families on getting you in, but you need to know what phase your facility is in and what you can do. Right now, we just got confirmation this morning, or yesterday, that outdoor visitation is allowed. There's been a lot of confusion on that, and especially with this plan. This plan said it was in phase one, but it is open now. So we have a number of facilities that are trying to arrange that now. But so check with your local facility. We're on a path of reopening. Families, we need to get you reconnected, and we want to do it safely.
So in this phase of outdoor, it is still arranged. There's still social distancing, and they're doing all those sorts of things outside as well, right?
That we probably have half that are doing that now because of the confusion that existed around, can I do outside visitation? So about half have started outdoor visitation. And that's, yes, where you have to do that. You have to wear a mask, and it can be a cloth mask, and you have to observe the social distancing of not being within 6 feet of your loved one. And so we have, you know, it's really interesting that Parkside in Lisbon, North Dakota, they have an app on their website, and you can go in there, and as a family, you can schedule your outside visit, and then when it opens up within the facility, you're going to be able to schedule some visits in phase two, and then, of course, phase three would be open. So facilities are really doing some innovative, creative things to communicate with families and get information out, but especially on the outdoor, check with the facility, because facilities are supposed to supervise those, and you know, if we had 100 families show up because everyone's excited to do this, it would be difficult because of the limited space on the ground and that they're trying to make family aware of, you know, the rules that they need to follow to keep their family members safe. So I would just call the facility and ask them for their current policy on outdoor visitation.
You know, we want to talk about the families and the residents, of course. They're so important, Shelley. But we cannot wrap up this conversation without talking about those great facility staff members that you've had as well. I mean, the employees of these places have been exceptional and quite the heroes themselves.
Thank you so much for mentioning that. Yes, they are the unsung heroes, going to work every day, working overtime, taking up shifts. They have been fantastic in being that second family, of connecting the family to their resident, to their loved one, observing that the families, that the residents are struggling, and what can I do to help you? So the 16,000 long-term care staff out there, we are extremely proud of what they're doing every single day. North Dakota, you know, the thing that's great about North Dakota is our legislature in past sessions, and especially in 2019, they provide adequate funding. And by providing adequate funding, we're able to staff at the highest in the country. We recognize that our staff, our residents are very frail, but our legislature has provided funding for good salary and benefits and a good staffing. So whereas in North Dakota, we might have one CNA to six residents, in other states, it's 10 residents they need to take care of. So our legislature has really supported staff in long-term care. They've supported good salary and benefits, and they've supported a staffing ratio that really allows us to take care of residents. So thank goodness our legislature did that, because we've been able to respond in this pandemic to really try to make sure every single person is getting the care that they need.
Well,
but the staff have done a remarkable job.
You know, I need to say this, Shelley. You know, in some cases, they've been caring for more COVID patients than a hospital in their area.
Yes. Well, and yes, absolutely. We've had very few, which is good for North Dakota, people with COVID-19 end up in a hospital. We've had far more statewide in a long-term care facility. And the thing that's really neat about that is we have recovered residents. We have residents that have recovered from this when their survival rate was deemed to be very low. We have the vast majority of our residents have recovered and are doing well. So and that's really a tribute to the outstanding care by staff, by medical directors, by everyone really working night and day to make sure people are safe, to make sure that when you're not feeling well, you stay home, to make sure that you participate in the testing so that we know when someone has COVID-19. So, yes, it's a tribute to the long-term care community that, you know, we've had the highest number of cases of any environment in the state, but we've recovered people and people are doing well. And it's the staff out there that are dedicated soldiers working night and day.
Yeah, it really is. Shelley Peterson is the president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association. Long-term care facilities in North Dakota are starting a phased approach to resuming visitation. And we are in phase one now, and we look forward to phase two for many of those facilities next week. Shelley, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Amy. And again, appreciate your show to tell the public how great long-term care is doing, because there are unsung heroes out there. Thank you.
Absolutely. And why am I